Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Heidegger and a Hippo Walk Through Those Pearly Gates by Thomas Cathcart is a comic accessible tour through some of the biggest questions humans ask. What does it mean to live well? What happens when we die? And how should the possibility of an afterlife shape our choices now? Building on the author's familiar blend of philosophy and humor, the book uses jokes, thought experiments, and plain language to introduce readers to major philosophical and theological approaches without requiring academic background. The title signals its method. Serious thinkers are placed alongside lighthearted scenarios to make abstract ideas concrete. Rather than arguing for one religious doctrine, the book surveys a range of positions, including skepticism, faith-based frameworks, and philosophical accounts of personal identity and meaning. The result is a guided conversation that helps readers examine beliefs they may have inherited or avoided, and offers tools to think more clearly about mortality, purpose, and the hopes and fears that surround the end of life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the afterlife question refuses to go away. A central topic is why nearly every culture and era returns to the afterlife question, even when answers conflict. The book frames this as more than curiosity. Beliefs about death influence how people interpret suffering, injustice, love, and loss. It explores how fear of non-existence, longing for continued connection, and the desire for cosmic fairness can motivate afterlife narratives. Alongside this psychological pull, the discussion introduces philosophical reasons. The question persists. If human beings experience themselves as having an inner life that feels different from the body, it can seem plausible that something survives bodily death. At the same time, modern materialist assumptions push back, insisting that mind depends on brain and ends when the brain ends. The book uses humor to keep the tension approachable while laying out the real stakes. If death is final, meaning must be built within finite time. If some continuation is possible, then choices might have consequences beyond a single lifetime. By presenting competing motivations and intuitions, the book encourages readers to separate emotional comfort from logical support, and to see how both play roles in what people find believable. Secondly, souls, selves, and the problem of personal identity. Any afterlife claim depends on a prior question: what exactly is the self that might continue? The book surveys classic options in philosophy of mind and personal identity, translating them into everyday terms. One approach treats the soul as a non-physical essence that can survive death, preserving identity across time. Another sees the self as a pattern of memories, character traits, and relationships that may not require a separate substance, but does require some continuity. Materialist views emphasize that mental life emerges from physical processes, raising the challenge of how a person could persist without the body. The book also highlights puzzles that make identity slippery even before death, such as memory change, personality shifts, and the fact that the body continuously replaces its cells. Thought experiments help test intuitions. If a perfect copy of you existed, would it be you or merely like you? If memories were altered, would identity remain? These questions matter because afterlife pictures often assume a stable individual who can be rewarded, punished, reunited, or transformed. By mapping the identity debate, the book gives readers a clearer sense of what must be true for different afterlife scenarios to make sense, and what philosophical costs each view carries. Thirdly, heaven, hell, and moral accounting. The book examines how afterlife ideas intertwine with ethics, especially concepts like judgment, reward, punishment, and moral growth. Traditional images of heaven and hell raise immediate philosophical problems. If a perfectly just system exists, what makes punishment fair? The action, the intention, the harm caused, or the character revealed? If punishment is eternal, how can finite wrongdoing justify infinite consequences? If heaven is bliss, does personal freedom remain, and can meaningful choice exist without the possibility of loss? The book uses these questions to show how moral accounting depends on assumptions about human nature, responsibility, and divine justice. It also considers alternative models that avoid strict retribution, such as purgative or educational views where post-mortem experience aims at transformation rather than payback. On the skeptical side, it explores the worry that promised rewards can distort morality by shifting motivation from doing good for its own sake to doing good for cosmic compensation. Throughout, humor serves to keep readers engaged while real dilemmas are taken seriously. The takeaway is not a single doctrine, but a toolkit. Readers learn to ask what kind of moral universe a given afterlife story implies, and whether that universe aligns with their deepest intuitions about fairness, mercy, and responsibility. Fourthly, faith, reason, and the limits of proof. Another major theme is how people decide what to believe when definitive proof is unavailable. The book contrasts religious faith, philosophical argument, and empirical skepticism, showing the strengths and limits of each. Philosophical reasoning can clarify concepts and expose contradictions, but it may not deliver certainty about transcendent matters. Empirical approaches can investigate experiences near death or reports of the paranormal. Yet such evidence is often contested and difficult to interpret. Faith traditions may provide coherent narratives and communal practices, but they vary widely and can conflict with each other. The discussion introduces familiar argument styles without turning technical, arguments from design, moral order, or consciousness on one side, critiques based on problem of evil, natural explanations, or the unreliability of testimony on the other. A key insight is that many disagreements are not only about facts, but about standards of evidence and what counts as a good reason. By framing belief as a mix of intellectual commitment and lived orientation, the book invites readers to be honest about where they are making leaps, where they are relying on inherited assumptions, and where they are choosing humility. The humor helps lower defensiveness, making it easier to reconsider long-held positions without feeling attacked. Lastly, living well under mortality and mystery. The final topic ties afterlife speculation back to everyday life. How should one live given uncertainty about what comes next? The book suggests that the value of afterlife thinking is not only the answer, but the self-examination it provokes. If death is an ending, then time becomes precious and meaning is shaped through commitments, relationships, and projects that matter now. If some continuation is possible, then attention shifts to character, accountability, and the long arc of moral development. Either way, the book treats mortality as a lens that sharpens priorities. It also engages existential themes often associated with philosophers like Heidegger, such as authenticity, facing finitude, and avoiding self-deception. Rather than offering a single set of commandments, it encourages readers to notice what they fear, what they hope for, and how those emotions influence choices. Humor plays a practical role here, too. It helps people approach heavy subjects without paralysis, and it models a way to discuss death that is neither morbid nor dismissive. The broader message is that uncertainty need not lead to nihilism. It can lead to curiosity, compassion, and a more deliberate approach to how one spends a life that is undeniably limited, even if its ultimate horizon remains unknown. In conclusion, this book fits readers who are curious about philosophy but prefer an inviting, non-academic approach, as well as anyone who wants to think about death and the afterlife without sinking into gloom or dogmatism. It can also appeal to book clubs and families looking for a conversation starter that respects both believers and skeptics. The benefit is practical. By clarifying what different afterlife views actually assume about the self, morality, and evidence, the book helps readers untangle inherited beliefs from considered beliefs from considered beliefs. That clarity can reduce anxiety, improve decision-making, and encourage more intentional living, whether one leans toward faith, doubt, or uncertainty. It is worth buying compared to similar introductions because it combines conceptual rigor with comedic framing that keeps the material memorable. Many philosophy primers are either too technical or too shallow. This one aims for a middle path where big ideas are explained through recognizable situations and carefully chosen puzzles. The humor is not just decoration. It is a method for lowering defenses around a sensitive topic, making it easier to confront mortality, refine one's values, and talk honestly with others about what matters most. If you would like to support Thomas Cathcart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.